Texas has a database called MTRAC. It's an opt-in program, meaning a child's record of immunizations is only added to the database if the parent authorizes it. For the first time, the system will track adult immunizations as well, but again, only if you opt in. And that means children who have their records saved in the system have to choose to resave their records when they become adults by signing a consent form. Otherwise, the state purges the information 1 year after they turn 18. Dr. Jason Turk is a pediatrician and advisor for the Texas Medical Association's Be Wise Immunize program.
This is a fairly new thing that we have with MTRAC, that adults can keep their records in MTRAC. And I don't believe that many providers know that this is something that they need to tell their patients about. I certainly tell my adolescent patients who are getting close to adulthood and aging out of my practice that this is something that they do need to do to retain the records in the registry.
But why is it important to save those childhood records into adulthood?
If you are in the process of completing the human papillomavirus or Gardasil vaccination series, it's a three-part series. You may not remember how many you've had or whether or not you need the next one. That information can be retained in the registry for you. Even later on, when you become an adult and you start having children, you want to know whether or not you've had the Tdap vaccination, which is something that you need to get to protect your children from getting pertussis.
Turk says freshman college students are also required to have documentation of the meningitis vaccine, and he says it's also helpful to keep track of international travel vaccinations like hepatitis A and B, typhoid, and yellow fever. Laurie Johnson, KUHF News.